The show is brought to you by Organifi. Organifi Green Juice promises to deliver all the healthy superfoods you need in just one drink. It's a green powder that promises to deliver endless energy, mental clarity, and fewer sugar cravings. As a loyal listener of this show, you'll receive 15% off your order. My personal favorite is their Sunrise to Sunset bundle, as it includes three of the best sellers. Use my promo code WRESTLING15 to get 15% off your order today. That's OrganifiShop.com. Organifi spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-F-I. Organifi, O-R-G-A-N-I-F-I. So go to OrganifiShop.com and order yours today.
Fox Sports 1340 AM presents to you
WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm, J-Lo, Nephew, Corey, and Dr. D, bringing you the latest up-to-date information on professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now, live from the Fox Sports 1340 studios in Hopewell, Virginia.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. Tonight, we're doing our prediction show for this upcoming weekend, SummerSlam pay-per-view coming from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. With me tonight, as always, is the Wizard himself, Nephew Corey. What's going on, Wizard?
Hey, what's going on, man?
And we bring our returning guest always here. Always a pleasure to have him on, Rafael Espaza, come here to give us a little predictions and the odds on this weekend's SummerSlam pay-per-view, which has 13 matches on the card. But nonetheless, Rafael, how you doing tonight?
Pretty good, yes. I know SummerSlam has some 13 matches, but they could have really only had 10. There's a couple matches where, thank God, there'll be preseason football, some MLS soccer and baseball on, because there's a couple matches that I'm going to hit the snooze fest for it. I can guarantee you that.
Hey, well, let's go ahead and get this thing started. Well, first of all, let's go ahead and shout out real quick. We lost a legend today, Aretha Franklin. If you don't remember Aretha Franklin, she was sung American the Beautiful at WWE WrestleMania 3 there at the Pontiac.
23. People keep forgetting.
It was 23. That's right. 3 and 23. Sorry. 3 and 23. She was also there. She did it twice. And, you know, it's shout out to her and her family. Prayers go to her and her family for the loss of a legend, the R&B queen, Aretha Franklin. You know, we forget about 23. I forgot about 23, and I'm not going to say it. I forgot about 23. I asked earlier, Brian, Brian this earlier. Why isn't she in the WWE Entertainment Wing of the Hall of Fame? Yeah, definitely. And we know they can put in whoever they want. It just question rose up because, you know, I always wanted to say Muhammad Ali should be in there as well. So, but that's another story. Probably now, since he passed away years ago, he might get in. But let's get to the SummerSlam pay-per-view card. First match up, we're going to talk about Rusev and Lana taking on CM Almas and Vega. You know, Sienna Vega. Hey, who do you, Rafael, who do you like in this match? What's the odds on this one?
-180, Rusev and Lana +145, and there's a reason why this match is called the pre-show ruling, because it's pre and it couldn't make the main event. For me, I just don't see the outcome of why. What's the reasoning if they have Rusev and Lana win? It's not like this feud is going to go on forever. It's not like this win if they have Rusev and Lana win. It's not like it's going to prolong their Ren Genevieve when it comes to another match down to Raw. I just think give it to Almas and Vega, give them their little SummerSlam moments, because I think Rusev is probably going to have a lot better 2018 and 2019. I think they gave him a little push. So I just don't see the big reason why they give it to Rusev and Lana. I like Almas and Vega here at -185. I think they're the winners.
What you got?
Oh, I'm going to agree. Yeah. Almas and Vega, I mean, they're the ones that you kind of need to give the rub to at this point. So definitely give it to them. And I don't know. I'm still on the fence that I don't know if Rusev is jury to leave or not. Be honest, just that simple to me. So I'm just gonna give it to Vega and Almas regardless.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to Vega and Almas as well, but I think there's going to be a little twist. I think there will be a little bit of interference in there, which caused them to cause Rusev and Lana to lose, like it has been in the last couple of weeks. So I think Almas and Vega do get the win here. Let's move on to the B team. The B team taking on the Revival here. Wizard, I'm gonna start with you. Who do you have here? Our Raw Tag Team Championship match. B team taking on Revival.
Well, I'm a Revival fan. I'm just gonna let my fandom pick this. I'm going to pick the Revival to win the Tag Team Championship. As much as I think B Team is probably going to win, I'm just going to go with Revival just because I really like those guys and I always have. And I'm just going to let my fandom pick for me, like I said, and I'm going with the Revival.
All right, Raphael, what we got? What do you have here for?
If this wasn't a pre-show match, then I would say the Rival wins this. But I just, what's the purpose of having belts exchange when probably half of the viewers are probably really not even watching this match? Hey, I'm a big B Team fan. I love their music. I love the way the crowd has got into them. I see the B Team losing probably as Hell in a Cell, but I just don't see them losing at SummerSlam. Give me the minus 270 for the B Team. And I like the way this tag team is going. They made something out of nothing, and the crowd loves them. I like the Revival. I'm a big fan of them as well. But the B Team, I think they have the belts for another run. I think they lose that Hell in a Cell.
I'm torn between this one. I think the Revival actually get this match. I think they win. I think the B Team, by actually winning in the last couple of weeks, they've been winning by, I don't want to use it by luck, by the skin of their teeth. I think it runs out here on the kickoff show. We haven't seen a title change in the kickoff show in a while. I think we do get a title here change and trying to draw more viewers to SummerSlam and help the fans out in the house. So I think we do get a title change here in the Revival. Become your Raw Tag Team Champions and hopefully take on AOP soon somewhere down the line there. So I'm going to go with the Revival here as well. But I think the B Team may put on a good showing. Let's move on here to 205. 205, we have Cedric Alexander taking on Drew Gulak in this Cruiserweight Championship match. I'll start with this one. I think Cedric Alexander had a nice long run from WrestleMania now to SummerSlam. And I look for him to keep that run going on. Drew Gulak has made his return back to 205 in the Cruiserweight division. Putting on some good matches. But I think Cedric Alexander has been doing well with the 205. As 205 increases each and every week and the matches do get better, I say Cedric Alexander continue to win here. Wizard, what you got?
I really want to pick Drew Gulak here, but I just feel as though something's amiss, that they're saving Cedric to lose it on a bigger atmosphere, maybe even on 205. But I'm going to... Gosh, I don't want to pick against Drew. I'm going to pick Cedric Alexander. I feel as though they're saving something for a bigger title change with him, and I really want Drew to win, though. So I'm going to go Cedric Alexander.
All right, Raphael, what you got here?
Yeah, I mean, Cedric Alexander, very, very small favorite, minus 130, Drew Gulak, minus 110. So it's pretty much a pick-up, but I totally agree with you guys. I think Cedric Alexander, I think he should lose it at 205, get the ratings a little bit higher, get the fans involved that support 205. What's the big reason to lose the belt at a SummerSlam pay-per-view? When 205 wrestlers, I've heard from multiple sources, they feel sometimes disrespected at these big pay-per-views like SummerSlam or WrestleMania. They don't get that limelight. So I say if you're going to have Cedric Alexander lose it, lose that 205 to the fans who really support it, the fans are there and can witness it. Give me Cedric Alexander at minus 130.
Okay, Cedric Alexander it is. I think everybody likes him. I think he has charisma, and I think he's doing well with 205 Championship. It came a long way from Enzo Amore to Cedric Alexander, but that's a whole different show for a different day. But
yeah, because I don't. I'm going to touch on that for 2 seconds. I think Enzo gets a bad rap for what his title reigns were in the Cruiserweight division, just because, regardless of how bad he was in the ring, he changed that division around. People watched just for him. So I get it that, you know, hey, he was terrible in the ring, and, you know, he was a disgrace to the Cruiserweight division. But bottom line is, he was putting butts in seats for the Cruiserweight. I mean, truth be told, to me. But, that, you know, like I said, another show, another day. But I had to touch on that because you said that.
I knew
he put bucks in seats and he sold merchandise.
He did, and he changed the culture. But you know, now you have what most wrestling fans wanted: a wrestling champion, not an entertainer. And so that's what you kind of had with Cedric Alexander. But we're moving on. Talk about entertainers. We're gonna move on to this match right here, where we have the Bludgeon Brothers taking on New Day here. Raphael, we're gonna start with you. Who do you have here winning this tag team, the SmackDown Tag Team Championship match?
Prolonging the show, you're going to realize that I think a lot of title belts might be exchanged at Hell in a Cell, and I think this one right here, I think the Bludgeon Brothers wins this one, but I think at Hell in a Cell, it's going to be 3-2, and I think that's when a New Day wins this. So the Bludgeon Brothers -140, New Day plus, well, even money right now, some places have +110, but I just think right now, Bludgeon Brothers win that SummerSlam. I think that the Hell in a Cell match, I think it's going to be really, really epic, and I think that's when the Bludgeon Brothers go sailing, and I know both their contracts are up, and I'm hearing one's going to probably be signed and one's not for the Bludgeon Brothers, so that could be a big key after Hell in a Cell as well. So Bludgeon Brothers to Sunday, Hell in a Cell, give me the New Day.
What you got?
I just don't see New Day getting it now, nor a reason for them to get it right now. They've been, I love them, but they've been kind of flat in the sense of the way they've been booked, so I don't see any reason for them to win it. I'm
going to
give it to the Bludgeon Brothers.
I'm here too. I'm giving it to the Bludgeon Brothers. I think there's going to be a bigger, badder tag team. Maybe Cesaro and Sheamus that gets it from the Bludgeon Brothers. I don't see New Day getting it here from the Bludgeon Brothers, not at this pay-per-view here. I think the Bludgeon Brothers will continue to have a run. And I hope, Raphael, you're wrong. I hope both of these guys do sign. I think this is the best thing that's happened to these guys since leaving the Wyatt family. You know, by being SmackDown Tag Team Champions and being built as a powerhouse tag team. And once again, this is a Vince McMahon creation with the Bludgeon Brothers and the idea that he's got with them and has gotten over. And so I hope the Bludgeon Brothers continue their tag team run in a better tag team or Sanity or maybe Heavy Machinery, somebody get called up, take on the Bludgeon Brothers. I'd like to see that. But I'm going with the Bludgeon Brothers.
I think probably Sanity would probably be the one. That would be my guess.
Yeah. Sanity could be the ones to get the tag team titles over the Bludgeon Brothers. New Day doesn't need it again. They're selling a lot of merch and having a lot of fun. So I think it's almost time for the New Day run to end, but that's another one too. Let's move on here. We'll move on to the match that, you know, break it down with Brian H. doesn't probably don't even care about. That's Brian H. Ward. Check it out on iTunes. That's Finn Balor versus the Constable Baron Corbin. I start with this. I don't know why they're doing this match again. I think it's old to me. I think it's stale. This rivalry is stale. Finn Balor has really not been involved in major storylines in a while here in WWE. You got to find something for Finn Balor, and it's not with Baron Corbin. Got to find something. Maybe he'll get into the picture if the title change happens, although Universal title change happens at SummerSlam. But Finn Balor needs something, whether it's IC title or tag team. He needs to stop feuding with Baron Corbin and move on. So in this match, I'm actually going to say that Finn Balor, who definitely needs a win, is going to get a win here taking on as he takes on Baron Corbin. Wizard, what you got?
Yeah, Finn Balor wins this. I don't even know why they're doing this again. I mean, honestly, yes, I do. It's literally to get both of them on the card. You're two young guys that they're investing in, and they want to feature both of them on a major pay-per-view. That's literally the reason why we're getting this again. There's no other valid reason. With that being said, like I said, Finn Balor wins this. There's no reason for Corbin to win this. Corbin has his own kind of thing going now with him being the constable, so there's more investment of a storyline in Finn Balor, so I think Finn gets the win.
Raphael.
Yeah, I agree. Finn Balor got opened up at -150, bet all the way up to -175, and I totally agree with you guys. I have no idea why this match is going on. I think Baron Corbin, after this match, had to go back to TGIF and wait tables with that stupid vest on that he wears. Am I the only one that doesn't like the storyline that Corbin is in right now, this constable? I just think we've seen it, done it, heard it. I just don't like him in that role. And granted, I do like his shaved head. I'll give him that, but other than that, Finn Balor easily, and I totally agree with you. I think we're going to see hopefully a push, and I'll explain on how I think Finn Balor might be in a push in future matches that we're going to discuss.
You know, I'll go back to Baron Corbin. I think that the change was necessary for him. He needed to make a change. I mean, Headline was receding. The lone wolf gimmick was getting a little bit stale for him. Wizard, you may help me out with this one. You know, is it the jinx of the Money in the Bank briefcase being lost? I mean, you think guys
no.
who... I mean,
no, I don't
or is it still the concussion situation? Or is it still him opening his mouth, doing a meeting with a concussion, and they're like, you know what, we're still going to punish you a little bit?
No, you know what? I honestly just think it's a genuine situation of them not having anything for him. I think he was greener than they thought. He was greener than they wanted him to be at the time they gave him the Money in the Bank. I honestly think he was a great Money in the Bank choice. And had he been further along than what he was and where they wanted him to be, he wouldn't have lost him cashing in. He wouldn't have lost. He'd have been world champion. I absolutely think so. He's a typical WWE guy. Big guy, you know, he got the size, got the charisma in the sense of that lone wolf gimmick. That lone wolf gimmick worked for him. So for him to lose the Money in the Bank, I honestly just think they were like, okay, he's maybe not ready for this yet. And they haven't had anything for him since.
Yeah, haven't had anything else for him since. Anything else on this, Raphael, before we move on?
No, I think he's probably the only one that probably benefited when Big Cass left the company, because those two were almost the same type of wrestlers.
They are identical.
He's probably the one that benefited the most. He's probably the reason why he got this storyline when Big Cass left, because they figured, hey, now we're down to one really big guy that's very athletic. Let's try to find him. So I think they're just trying to – I think they rushed that storyline to him.
Got you. Hey, let's move on. We're talking about other guys, big guys in the company. We're going to move on to this one. Braun Strowman taking on Kevin Owens. And if Braun Strowman, stipulation that if Braun Strowman loses, Owens becomes Mr. Money in the Bank. This stipulation here, and that means if anything happens, DQ, if it's count out, if it's he can't make the 10 count of the bell, if he gets pinned, if he gets submitted, if Braun Strowman loses this match, Kevin Owens becomes Money in the Bank. Rafi, I'm going to start with you. I want to close this one up, but I'm going to start with you. What's the odds on this one that Braun walks away with the Money in the Bank briefcase or in Kevin versus Kevin Owens?
$3, Kevin Owens +220. And I'm not going to give my pick right now, because my pick is going to be when we talk about Brock Lesnar, the Roman Reigns match, just because I think whoever wins this match shows up in that Brock Lesnar Roman Reigns match. So I'm not going to get my pick out now.
Okay.
It's a long storyline, and I want to hopefully be right on this one, because I think it'd be right for the company, it'd be right for the suits in the back to play it out like this. But right now, the public's betting Braun Strowman, and I understand that, because people think that Braun Strowman's going to be the guy to have the belt and maybe have some good feuds. But Strowman -$3, Kevin Owens +220. But I think that +220 on Kevin Owens looks very intriguing.
Got you there. Wizard, what you got? What's your thoughts?
You know, it's funny that you said that odd on Kevin Owens is looking intriguing, because that's what I'm picking. It's just something about this match, because Braun has been so unstoppable. I just feel like there's something where I don't think they're going to bury Kevin off like that, even though it's not really a burial that he's losing to Braun. But it's something to where I'm going with Kevin Owens. Kevin is my guy anyway, but I'm going with Kevin Owens, and this is not the fans speaking. I just, something business-wise is saying, put it on Kevin Owens. And I think because Braun kind of needed a couple of wins. Because he was a force, he wasn't really going anywhere. They give him the greatest Royal Rumble, they give him Money in the Bank, which is all great. But realistically, Kevin Owens would have been my guy for Money in the Bank. Now we get to see that. Kevin Owens is winning Money in the Bank. That's my pick. Find a way to beat Braun Strowman.
Yeah. I think I said this months ago when we did a show. I said you can't beat Kevin Owens or humiliate Kevin Owens over and over again without him getting up on Braun Strowman. And I think this is the one where he gets up on Braun Strowman. You know, maybe Braun gets, you know, DQ'd. I don't see him pinning Braun Strowman. I think something happens where Braun Strowman accidentally hits the referee, or Braun Strowman gets counted out, where Braun Strowman loses the match, and Kevin Owens is your Mr. Money in the Bank. Braun doesn't need the briefcase. Braun doesn't need the title. Braun is going to be a huge star in this company, and I'd rather see... You know, you guys talk about cashing in. I'd rather see if Braun is going to win the title. I'd rather see him do it at a WrestleMania more so than a SummerSlam in a big match. And I think it takes away from his monster gimmick for him to cash in. Just my opinion. But I think
Andre the Giant never had a belt that long.
Yeah, true. Right, he didn't need one. He's a big guy. You know, so I think I agree with you guys. I think Kevin Owens wins this match. And, you know, we'll save the rest of that stuff for later. But I think Kevin Owens wins this match here. Then we move on to another title match. And this one, to me, in my opinion, this one's gotten a little bit lost in whatever else that's going on SmackDown. Shinsuke Nakamura taking on Jeff Hardy for the U.S. title. We know Shinsuke Nakamura won the U.S. championship off of Jeff Hardy. Randy Orton got involved afterwards. Wizard, we're going to start with you here. Who do you see winning the United States Championship match between Jeff Hardy and Shinsuke Nakamura?
Well, this one was lost, really, because between Shinsuke being hurt and Randy Orton coming back and then focusing Jeff onto Randy, this is pretty much where, you know, you kind of feel that it's lost. And I don't think this match ever starts. I think Randy takes out Jeff Hardy, or, you know, some kind of a brawl or something, to where Jeff Hardy and Randy Orton continue their thing. I think Shinsuke never even defends the title. Or if he does, it's not even going to be against Jeff Hardy or Randy Orton. It'll be a surprise opponent or something like that. But for the sake of no surprise opponent being there, I don't think Shinsuke ever even defends the belt, and he moves on to somebody new in an entirely new storyline. I don't even think this even happened, honestly.
Oh, wow. All right, Raphael, what you got?
That's a great analogy, and I'm all on board on that one. I totally agree with that one. This is the one that I'm going to go either warm up my food or see what the MLS game is doing or something, because this storyline has no oomph just because of what's with the Randy Orton triangle, and it's the only way I see Jeff Hardy winning this one if he has two cups on to protect his family jewels. I don't think this match even starts either. I mean, it's a great analogy. Shinsuke leaves Sunday if the Barclays Center is still the champion. But yeah, this one just totally lost. Like I said, there's a couple matches that I say have no oomph, and I don't know why they're on the card. This one right here, the Shinsuke Jeff Hardy. Now, if they threw in Randy Orton, which I really thought they were, which I'm glad they didn't, because we had a refund a whole bunch of bets on Tuesday if they were going to bring in Randy Orton, then I think this match would have been something very interesting. I thought it could have been a great three-way with Randy Orton, Hardy, and Shinsuke. But with just these two, with no really storyline, with Randy Orton in the air, give me Shinsuke to walk away with this one, still the champion.
Yeah, I think Shinsuke Nakamura walks away here as a champion. I think this match does happen, but I think Randy Orton gets involved. I don't think this match is going to be long based off the 13 matches on the card. I think this one will be a short one. Randy Orton gets involved right after this match starts, or somewhere down the line of this match starting, and hit an RKO out of nowhere on Jeff Hardy. And Shinsuke Nakamura gets the 1-2-3 here. Now, let's move on to, speaking of titles and people, we saw the return of Dean Ambrose on Monday Night Raw with a new look, nice build, bulked up a little bit. Seth Rollins brought him out. Now is Dean Ambrose going to be in the corner of Seth Rollins as he takes on Dolph Ziggler with Drew McIntyre in his corner? I'll start with this one. I think this is a time where we see Dolph Ziggler become who Dolph Ziggler could be, which is a major superstar and a major player here. I think Dolph Ziggler gets the win over Seth Rollins somehow, some shape, some way, that Dolph Ziggler walks away as the Intercontinental Champion. I think we get a tag team match later down the line where we see Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose taking on Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre. But Dolph Ziggler walks away as the Intercontinental Champion, and I think we actually get one more match out of Dolph Ziggler and Seth Rollins somewhere down the road. I know people don't want to see it, and fans don't like it, but these two are two of your top workhorses in the company right now. And it's good to see good battles for the IC title. And it's bringing a little bit of prestige back to the IC title, in my opinion. Rafael, what you got?
I mean, before Dean Ambrose came out, I was thinking with you, Dolph Ziggler wins this one, and I think maybe a three-way could have happened that maybe Hell in a Cell with Drew McIntyre, Seth Rollins, and Dolph Ziggler. But now I'm a little bit torn to see what angle they're going to do now with Dean Ambrose. Are they just going to let this feud pretty much end and Seth Rollins and it goes to separate ways, or Dean Ambrose goes to separate ways? Maybe we'll see a four-way at Hell in a Cell with the Intercontinental Champion. I think now with Dean Ambrose coming back, I think Seth Rollins wins this match. I know he's a heavy favorite, minus $3 right now. Dolph Ziggler plus 205. But with Dean Ambrose now in the picture, I had to totally do a 360 because I really thought that Dean Ambrose was not going to come out on Monday, and it was just Drew McIntyre and Dolph Ziggler versus pretty much Seth Rollins. I was going to say Dolph Ziggler was going to win it, and then maybe Seth Rollins wins it at Hell in a Cell in a three-way, and then maybe Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre fight, and there's that new feud between Dolph and Drew. But I think right now, I don't like this pick because I'm really torn now for Drew Ambrose. I think Seth Rollins gets the victory at minus 285.
What you have?
I'm agreeing with Rafael. I really don't like how Dean Ambrose is really throwing a wrench in this situation. Because honestly, I definitely would say Dolph is going to somehow win again. But it's something intriguing about Seth winning and then going on to feuding with maybe McIntyre. Maybe I don't think the Ambrose heel turn is happening like people think it is. It could still. But I think because people are expecting it, this is one of the ones where WWE may say, hey, let's hold it off for a quick second because people are expecting it to happen. So I'm going to go Seth Rollins for the title change.
Okay, good. Yeah, Rafael, what's the odds on that Dean Ambrose turns on Seth Rollins? Do you have any numbers on that one?
On that one, but then I had good sources tell me that that's not going to happen because I don't think Dean Ambrose is clear to be one on contact in wrestling. I think they just brought him out just to even up the score. I still think he's maybe what I heard a couple weeks away from full contact in the ring.
Good to hear there. Let's move on. Talking about full contact. And this match will be a hard hitting and a lot of contact. In this match will be Daniel Bryan taking on The Miz. This match has been 2 years in the making. Everyone knows the history and the story between Daniel Bryan. I'm not going to say 2 years in the making. Let's go all the way back to NXT when Miz was Daniel Bryan's trainer. For the NXT. This match has been building up for years and years and years. So Wizard, I'm going to start with you. Daniel Bryan taking The Miz, no title involved, a lot of respect here. Who do you have winning this match?
You know, if it was a situation where the rumors were true that Daniel Bryan was maybe going to leave, then I'd give it to Miz. But it's something to where I think Daniel Bryan is going to ascend even more after this event. So I'm picking Daniel Bryan. And I'm picking Daniel Bryan because it just seems as though there's too much time in between now and another major pay-per-view for Daniel Bryan to afford losing and then getting it on a bigger stage. So I think the opposite is going to happen. I think Daniel Bryan ends up winning this one and Miz ends up winning a rematch. And then Daniel Bryan goes on to feud for the World Championship or the U.S. Championship. But that's where I honestly, and that could end up being what it is too. Daniel Bryan can win this and go on to feud with Shinsuke Nakamura for the U.S. Championship. That can easily go that way. So I'm going to pick Daniel Bryan regardless.
I'm going to go ahead here before we go to Rafael. I like this matchup. I like what's been going on. I like the build up to where this match was at. You know, I think we've said on the show, and I've said with you several times on the show, that I always wanted to see this at WrestleMania. I thought this would be a WrestleMania match, but I think WWE couldn't hold it off for these two guys that long to get back to WrestleMania for them to face off with each other. SummerSlam is just good enough. Second major pay-per-view of the year. So I say that I'm torn in this match. This match I'm really torn about because I think Miz winning the first one it will be much play because him having the heat role, the heat-seeking role from going back from talking smack to where he's at now. I think he continued to not bury. You're never going to bury Daniel Bryan, but you can get underneath his skin. But I can see the value of Daniel Bryan winning this match as well to get up on The Miz. I just want to go. I'm going to be different. I'm going to say The Miz wins this one. He gets up on Daniel Bryan and rags him yet another week. And because the reason you gave, because we have small pay-per-views before we get to a major large one, that these guys can do another match at another pay-per-view and it still be big billing. And you can add a gimmick to the match, whether it's cage match, I quit, something like that. But I say The Miz wins this one over Daniel Bryan.
I agree with you. I think The Miz is a very, 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 very small favorite. We're getting a great two-way action. This one, The Miz is minus 135, Daniel Bryan minus 105. And I think The Miz takes this one. His star shines, which is so bright right now. The TV show just got picked up for 14 new episodes. He's a brand new father. The WWE Universe likes him. He's great on the mic. And again, we still have that big question mark of what's Daniel Bryan going to do. I just don't think they're going to screw up with The Miz, knowing that The Miz could be the next, I don't want to say he could be or is be the next John Cena, but he could carry this, his demeanor and his company could carry it when finally John Cena finally fades away and be that shining star that the WWE has. I don't think they put that away. I still think this feud can last around. They can always bring it back, the feud on, like you said, maybe an I Quit match or a last man standing match, or whoever wins, whoever loses has to retire or leave. Maybe that's how they get Daniel Bryan if he doesn't sign his contract or something like that. But I think Sunday night at Barclays Center, with the whole crowd singing yes, 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 I think The Miz is the only one that's saying yes, 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 and he wins this match.
Let's move on with the Barclays Center saying some things, because they might be saying Mella is money as we move to this next match, where it's SmackDown Women's Championship Triple Threat match, where you have Carmella taking on Charlotte, taking on Becky Lynch. I'll start this one off. I don't want to bet against Carmella. For some reason, I don't want to bet against Carmella in this match. I think she sneaks away somehow, some way. Not saying James Ellsworth is coming back, nothing like that. But I think Carmella comes in, whether it's Charlotte hits a move on Becky Lynch or Becky Lynch hits a move on Charlotte, that Carmella sneaks in and gets a win here. I'm going to go with Carmella. I think the SmackDown Women's Championship stays with Carmella in this match. I think she's had a good title reign. I think that she's been doing well as a champion. And she didn't need James Ellsworth in the first place. And I think Carmella is good on the mic. And fans like her. So I'm going to stick with Carmella here. Carmella wins the SmackDown Women's Championship Triple Threat match. Wizard, what you got?
Yeah, I'm going to go Carmella. For the same reason that you're saying, it's just something about they're really riding this wave with Carmella, and she's drawing like nuclear heat. And I think because Charlotte and Becky are so much better than her, I just feel like that makes it all the more reason that Carmella's going to win. I would have picked Charlotte, but I think that turn is coming to where Charlotte and Becky will just feud on their own, and Mella will go to somebody else and feud with them over the championship. I'm going Carmella.
I'm going the way opposite than you guys. I'm taking Becky Lynch on this one. She's plus 150, Charlotte 3-1. In the Reign of Terror, Carmella, which I hope she goes to TNA with a big cast and Enzo, because she drives me crazy. Her voice is like hands to a chalkboard. And I'm not a big fan of her, so I'm hoping Becky Lynch. I totally agree with everything you guys said about Carmella wouldn't shock me if Becky Lynch and Charlotte interfere with each other, and that's how Carmella wins would not shock me at all. But when did Becky Lynch's turn? I give her a belt. She does nothing but outstanding in the ring. She does great mic work. I think this is her chance. She gets the belt. She's not gonna have the belt for long, but I think they can give her the belt. And how sad is Asuka not even being on this card? I mean, WWE totally screwed up with that angle, putting her on SmackDown. I thought that was probably one of the worst things that they ever did. So not having her on SummerSlam is really depressing. So for me, I'm hoping Becky Lynch wins this, but I would not be shocked if you guys are right on this one.
But you know what? You say that with Asuka, especially with the major airport in New York, the Japanese market, Japanese fans could come in to New York. I think Asuka should have been on this card. I think they messed up when she lost to Charlotte. I hate that. I know people like that, and they want to say, oh, she had to lose. Yeah, she had to lose. Charlotte was the best one. I think Asuka should have kept that streak going for a little bit longer. I agree. I think she should have won the title and went on with a little bit of streak. I agree with that one. You know, Becky Lynch to me is the female Daniel Bryan. You always want to root for her. You know, you always want to root for her. She was the first SmackDown Women's Champion. I think if she does win it, she's going to have that moment that she needs. And I don't think SmackDown is the place for it. Once again, I said Carmella. So we're going to move on. We're going to stay in the women's division right now. And we're going to move on to Ronda Rousey taking on Alexa Bliss for the Raw Women's Championship. And Rafi, I'm going to start with you here because I'm torn on this one. I want to hear your opinion before I even make my pick. What do you have here, Ronda Rousey and Alexa Bliss?
Well, Ronda Rousey is a huge favorite. She's minus $6. Alexa Bliss, 4-1 underdog. And, I mean, this match right here is probably the only match that's probably done not a 360, but a 740 or whatever you want to call it, just because of the news. I mean, with Jim Anvil Neidhart passing away on Monday. And now that kind of messes up the Natalya feud that I heard. It was pretty much almost a done deal. That's who Ronda Rousey was going to feud with for a while, was Natalya. Now that feud is pretty much done because we don't know when that comes back after the passing of her father. And now breaking news today that Ronda Rousey's having too much fun, and now she may think about holding back and maybe holding off on having kids right away because she's having so much fun at WWE and when her contract ends. I'm almost positive her contract ends like a week after WrestleMania. But what I'm hearing is if she extends it for another year, it's going to be a lot more days. It's going to be like almost, I think her contract now is a 3/4 contract, but I'm hearing it could be anywhere up to an 80% contract, pending if she doesn't do any movies. I think that's her only clause that she might happen. So this match totally threw a curve on me. I still think Ronda Rousey wins it. I mean, her stock is really high. The fans like her. But at the same time, we would not be shocked if Miss Bliss wins this match. I'm torn on this one. I'm just going to go with my gut, and my gut's telling me Ronda Rousey wins.
What you got?
I'm going Ronda Rousey. I'm not even going a second thought of it. It's Ronda Rousey, and I think I'm going Ronda because I feel as though they want Ronda going into that Evolution pay-per-view as the champion. I just think that's where we're going. And I think Ronda winning it at SummerSlam will get huge, you know, media, you know, plugs and all of that. And Ronda going into that Evolution pay-per-view to, you know, help book it into mainstream media as the women's champion, I think is where they're going. So I'm more Ronda Rousey.
You know what? You just swayed me with that. I forgot about the Evolution pay-per-view. I really did. Because I haven't talked about it since they announced it. And I know why. Because of SummerSlam. But Ronda Rousey, yeah. It makes much sense for her to go into that pay-per-view as the champion. It brings more news. She can do the media circuit, which she is used to. And then you can bring in whoever else you want to go against her. I think, and she has proven to the wrestling fans, I think they've done this right. She has proven to the wrestling fans that she is a wrestler, that she loves the business, as you mentioned, Raphael. And so I think they're more accepted now if she wins the title off Alexa Bliss than if she would have won it at WrestleMania or if she would have won it at any other pay-per-views between Extreme Rules and all that. I think wrestling fans will accept her now if they haven't already accepted her wrestling ability in the ring or being the Raw Women's Champion. So I'm going to have to go with Ronda Rousey as well, but wouldn't be surprised if Alexa Bliss somehow squeaks out as the Raw Women's Champion here. Let's move on to this match right here, and people are going to be surprised when I go here. We're down to the last two matches, and I did this intentionally because I think this match will be the semi-main event, and that is Brock Lesnar taking on Roman Reigns. I think this will be the semi-main event. I don't think the WWE closes this show with Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns for the simple fact that Brock may be leaving. Fans don't like Roman, and you don't want to end your major pay-per-view with booze. You want to be able to move it to another level, and so I think we're going to close with AJ and Samoa Joe. But, you know, Wizard, we'll start with you. Who wins Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar?
This is really tough. Really tough because you don't know where they're going, what Brock's going to do. I heard Brock is supposed to be with officials literally Sunday afternoon for the pay-per-view. So I have no clue where they're going. But based off all that other extra information that we're finding out not being there, I just felt like there's intrigue in Roman always losing to Brock. I was gonna go Brock Lesnar. I mean, I'm gonna go Brock Lesnar based on that merit. If anything changes or something happens, then Roman. But I think right now, I think I'm gonna go with Brock Lesnar.
I want to go Brock. When me and you had a couple of discussions in a text group, whatever, I think I want to go Brock. I can see Brock beating Roman and somebody else cashing in. I can see Roman beating Brock. I take that back. I can't see Roman beating Brock cleanly. And that's because that might be the Achilles heels of his career, where he's never beaten Brock Lesnar one-on-one, or he's never been pinned by Brock. I can see a Seth Rollins WrestleMania 31 thing happen again. Depends on who wins the Money in the Bank. For something reason, it just feels that Brock Lesnar leaves out of SummerSlam as your Universal Champion, and they screw all the other fans. And I don't think that WWE is going to lose fans. I don't think the stock is going to go down if Brock Lesnar does leave SummerSlam as a Universal Champion. This one right here is hard for me, but I'm going to go ahead and say Brock Lesnar wins. But there's a cash in. So.
Yeah, I'm going to have to disagree on one part. There's no way that AJ Styles and Samoa Joe end SummerSlam. There's no way. Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, end SummerSlam.
Yeah, I agree with that.
There's so much twists and turns. We didn't even mention the Money in the Bank cash is being used. I think whoever wins that match between Braun Strowman and Kevin Owens is the Raw champion on Monday night. If Braun Strowman wins, then I think Brock Lesnar beats Roman Reigns, and then Strowman comes up, beats the crap out of Lesnar, and that's how he gets the belt. If Kevin Owens wins, which I'm hoping he is, he wins that match, then I think he beats Roman Reigns, and Roman Reigns gets the belt for another 5 minutes again, and Kevin Owens, which I'm hoping Kevin Owens is, because I think for a fan and for a guy who writes about wrestling, I think the storylines just explode if Kevin Owens wins a championship. He can feud with Roman Reigns. He can feud with Braun Strowman. You can now throw in Finn Balor in the mix, because those two are kind of the same size kind of wrestlers. I just think if you give Braun Strowman the belt and Brock Lesnar leaves, then Strowman really only has one competition in that ring. That's Roman Reigns, who's kind of the same size. I mean, what is he going to do, throw around Finn Balor? Is he going to throw around Kevin Owens some more? I just think if you have Kevin Owens as your champion, you have so much opportunity to expand your roster and get so many other people a shot instead of the same storyline that we've seen so much. So I'm hoping and praying Kevin Owens wins the Money in the Bank match and then he beats Roman Reigns for the Universal Champion. But no matter what, the winner of that Braun Strowman-Kevin Owens match is your heavyweight champion. And we're not even talking about like all the stuff that could happen between managers. We can see something backstabbing. Maybe Brock Lesnar loses his best buddy manager that sprays Mace and Roman Reigns. Maybe he gets backstabbed. There's no way that AJ Styles and Samoa Joe closes out SummerSlam. I just can't see it. I will fly up to wherever you live and dinner on me if that happens.
You know what? I take you up on that, but I also, you know, you added a twist to it, and we forgot to mention the twist earlier with Paul Heyman. We don't know what Paul Heyman said to Roman Reigns and Samoan, you know, and I think that will play into effect this Sunday night at the pay-per-view, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, you know, whatever happens there. And some people say, oh, it was just there for a setup. It could be much more than that. We may get the Paul Heyman turn. Even way, you may get it. You know, WWE has the right to
pull.
I can definitely see that moving forward, you know. But I do.
That's why I think this match right here closes the show, because we're not even talking about what Paul Heyman can do. He can help Roman Reigns beat Lesnar. He can help Kevin Owens and maybe beat Kevin Owens be the champion, or he could be Braun Strowman's new beast. Without mentioning the Paul Heyman factor and then Brock Lesnar factor, I just don't see, again, AJ Styles and Samoa Joe closing out SummerSlam.
As a pure wrestling fan in me, I would love to see AJ Styles and Samoa Joe just as a slap in the face of TNA. And I know TNA doesn't need more slaps in the face. But this match here, with the fans would really be into this, they could still go home happy on this match. But as we take it, as you mentioned, you know, Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar could be last. And you know, I'll get the live reaction from the Wizard there and see how the fans really react to this one as I'll be watching. But let's go to the final match. Yes, sir.
Well, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, too. No. You know what? No. I'm not changing. I'm going to go Broadway. I'm going Broadway. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, we good. I'm thinking now. Raphael got me thinking, and the Paul Heyman thing got me thinking. I just somehow see Brock.
Before we change into the next match, don't forget that I don't know if I emailed you guys know that, but we did throw up some betting props on that. Well, how many Superman punches will Roman Reigns land against Brock Lesnar? 5.5, and I had to put the stipulation land, not miss, because. The last time they fought, I think he missed on 6 Superman punches, so it has to land for it to count. And then, will we see blood on either wrestler in this match? Yes or no? And the yes is my huge favorite because I think this match is going to be very brutal and will not be shocked if both of them are bleeding.
All right. And do you have a prop out there with Suplex City? How many times Roman Reigns go to Suplex City?
I was going to, but then the last two matches, I kind of lost count when I was trying to count and do a number. I'm like, I can't do the counting anymore because I lost a couple. I'm like, forget it. We'll put blood in there.
Hey, fans, stay tuned to the end of the show. We'll get Raphael, give his information. It also will be, for those on YouTube, it also will be in the link below, so you can click on that and check out his lines, check out his articles, and check out where you can put a little action on SummerSlam. But let's go to the last match of the night. Which is AJ Styles taking on, in my opinion, the last match of the night. But these two will be interchangeable, reverse. AJ Styles taking on Samoa Joe for your WWE Championship. Wizard, we're going to start with you, close to Raphael. Who do you think wins this match here? AJ Styles taking on Samoa Joe. Intrigued with this storyline. Like how they're going with this storyline, how they're building it up. Joe promos and AJ promos have been on point leading up to this match. So who do you have, Wizard?
It's funny, all these times Raphael's been mentioning it all night. I'm going to steal his line. I think this is one where Samoa Joe gets the belt at Hell in a Cell. I think AJ Styles wins this.
I want Joe to win. I do, but I got it.
I want Joe to win, too. I think it's inevitable that he will get it. I just don't think he gets it at some point. I think there's too much going on with the Universal Championship to have another title change with the World Heavyweight Championship. I think that one stays put. I think the controversy and intrigue goes into the Universal Championship.
And I agree with that point there. You made a valid point there. I don't think both titles change hands. Wizard, you the Wizard. When was the last show time that both titles changed hands on the same show? Not what put you on the spot, but I can't remember when.
The World Heavyweight and Universal?
Yeah.
With the implementation of these brand splits, I mean, the brand split pay-per-views, and then them just recently coming back, and the way Brock Lesnar hasn't been there, to be honest, I don't think it's ever happened that both titles switched on the same show. I don't think it has.
Yeah, and I don't think it's going to start neither. I don't think it's going to happen tonight, because as you mentioned, you don't want one to overshadow the other. So definitely don't want to one shot. I'm gonna go with AJ Styles. I think AJ Styles somehow gets the win here, and Joe catches it later. Going into, I've always said this is a transitional period before you get to Survivor Series. If you wanted to change a belt, you change it before Survivor Series to see how the fans and everyone reacts. And then you always can lose it at TLC before you go into your next year's WrestleMania push. So I think Samoa Joe gets it a Hell in a Cell. I agree with you guys, and not here. AJ Styles gets the win.
Yeah, I'm on board with you. Like, the only way I thought AJ Styles might lose is one if Monday Night Raw was the draft night and AJ Styles goes to Raw. I think that would be the only way. I think he might have lost the belt on this one. It's not Samoa Joe's time. I think Hell in a Cell is his time. I mean, we've seen some great matches between these two in New Japan, Ring of Honor, TNA, the list goes on. And I think we're going to